Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
You know, I have an important question for you this week.
All right.
It has to do with film. It has to do with women.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm curious. What is your favorite striptease stripper, big screen stripper?
My favorite big screen stripper. Well, that sounds so appetizing, doesn't it? I'm going to have to say Liza Minnelli in Cabaret.
Ooh.
Showing my age. But it's true. Unbeatable.
Why Liza?
I mean, I really feel like she had it all. She had first of all, she had the eyes. She had the legs. She actually could dance. She actually could sing. She's fantastic.
What about the acting, though? Acting issue.
Oh, I think I love Liza Minnelli on screen. I love her as an actress. I'm not saying she necessarily plays the most complicated or nuanced roles, or that there's even a great range there, but when she's playing some kind of version of herself, it just makes me melt. I just fall in love with her. Arthur, another one of my favorites.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I admit it. Look, I'm not hiding it. I'm totally out front.
Well, the reason I'm asking, I framed it as a woman thing, is because stripper movies, striptease movies, they never seem to be about men.
True. True.
As a matter of fact, one just came out this weekend, and it's women galore.
Yes, it is.
Women strippers. And
true.
It was called Burlesque.
Burlesque.
Burlesque starring Christina Aguilera.
And Cher.
The wonderful Cher, with some Stanley Tucci in there as well.
Right.
Not stripping.
Yes. Not stripping.
Not stripping. Not at all. But before we get into how we feel about Burlesque, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date. You can leave your head on.
So, Rafer,
yes.
As you know, Burlesque. I've been looking forward to this movie for months now.
I know
as you
have.
Know, I have been so excited about this movie.
This is one of your top 10 like films to look. One of your top
yeah.
three films to look forward to.
Absolutely.
on our last podcast.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Yeah. And one reason why is I just love Cher.
You love Cher.
I love Cher so much.
I would watch
Cher take out the trash all day. I would watch Cher do anything.
I'll be darned.
I just love Cher. How can I not love Cher? And Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
I actually think she's got a terrific singing voice.
Well, there's a lot to argue with about Christina Aguilera, but you can't argue with that voice.
Yeah. She's got a phenomenal voice. And
yeah.
I just thought this is going to be a fun movie. That's what I thought.
And?
Sometimes I don't think so well. Sometimes I'm not the best thinker.
Hey,
you know,
can't win them all.
Positive thinking. I was positive thinking. You know, anytime Cher was on screen, I would say A+.
Yeah, okay.
Anytime in this movie she was on screen. And anytime she was on screen with Stanley Tucci, A++.
Yeah, they were very good together.
But what did you think, Rafer?
Well, here's what I was saying in my review. I was really astounded that this film manage the impossible, basically. It's filled with half-naked dancing girls, and yet I didn't want to watch it. I could not believe how unerotic, unsexual, uninteresting, unattractive, just unfunny, unsmart, whatever the opposite of unsmart is, dumb. But I mean, I really could not believe how little energy there was on screen and just how totally, totally boring the film was from start to finish. I was really amazed, for all the semi-nudity and the costumes. And it was really a marvel.
Even with all that bumping and grinding.
Even with all the bumping and grinding. And,
the spanking and the...
Yes, I know. I mean, but I think I would rather watch a Pussycat Dolls video than this.
I actually was saying when I walked out of the theater, it's almost like the Disney Channel made this movie. It's like
yeah.
the Disney Channel version of a stripper movie. But
it totally is,
Let's just give the listeners a little bit of the idea of the plot here.
Right.
This falls into that category of I want to be a big star sort of stripper movie.
Yeah, there are small town girl goes to Los Angeles, hits the Sunset Strip to, achieve her dream.
And her dream, it turns out, is to be a striptease dancer at a burlesque place.
Right.
Not a stripper so much as a teaser,
Yeah, just right.
Take off a little bit of this or that, maybe a glove, but mostly just shake her butt and then spank it a little bit.
Right, right.
And do some singing along the way.
Yeah, and also sing.
Yeah, do all that thing. So
yeah.
it's a pretty straightforward plot. But then they try to throw in every single plot device you can think of that would be in this sort of movie. You have,
like, for instance, that the club can't pay the rent and it's going to close on the first.
Yeah. Then you have the rivalries between the original big star stripper and the new up-and-coming stripper.
Kristen Bell, who plays the original stripper.
Yes.
Who's always showing up drunk.
Yes.
Right.
You have the love triangle. You have.
Right.
I mean, there's a million different plot devices that are very, very just duh. Of course, they're in there.
It's real. I know. I sort of couldn't believe how many cliches they just sort of stacked on top of each other. I mean, I really kept expecting her to say, "Hey, everybody, let's put on a show," you know, or something, or like, you know, or like some guy to step out of the shadows at the end and say, "Here's a check for." Well, I guess that literally almost does happen, doesn't it? Now that I think about it, well,
it sure does.
Yeah.
And you know what? She does want to put on a show. She has a lot of great ideas. I have a lot of great ideas.
Right.
I do. Just listen to me. I have so many great ideas.
That's
just
right.
Listen to my ideas.
Right.
By the way, Christina Aguilera, can we just talk about her as an actor for a second?
What do you want to say?
I was so not interested.
Yeah, I know.
I loved it when she sang.
I know.
I loved it when she sang, but I found her totally irritating.
Yeah.
And not sexy, even though she's supposed to be sexy.
No, I know. That's the strange thing about it, is she's never actually that sexy, I guess, because she doesn't actually have any kind of a personality that you could really grab onto. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, like, who is that girl, really? She's not that feisty. She's not damaged. She's doesn't seem terribly sensitive or smart or anything, really.
Definitely not grateful when people help her out. She never thanks them.
Yeah, not very grateful. And I'd like to point out, she has possibly the worst taste in boyfriends ever. She falls for Cam Gigandé. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but actually, I hope I'm not pronouncing his name right. I hope I'm mangling it. He to me, was perhaps the worst screen presence in this film, and almost one of the worst screen
presences
I've ever seen.
Worse than her?
Yeah, oh, far worse than her. He plays the bartender with the guy liner, right? Which is only part of the job, because he's trying to do the, you know, 20s Weimar culture thing in the bar. Of course, he's a sensitive musician on the side. You know, he plays the keyboard, as they all do. And he's always composing some sort of airy ballad, you know.
That's just not quite ready.
It's not quite ready. That's beautiful. Who wrote that? Never ask that question. Never say that's beautiful. Who wrote that? You know who wrote that. Didn't you feel like as their relationship developed that he became more and more passive-aggressive and weak and ineffectual and irritating? Were you sort of parading around in front of her with, you know, no clothes on, trying to sort of spark her interest, but he can't make a move? I just really felt like by the end, I really just felt like punching him and just saying, like, what are you? What kind of guy are you supposed to be? Where did you come from?
Because you know what? I felt like punching her.
Oh,
we
did?
Should just take them all back, Rafer. We should just get a hold of both of them.
Teach him some lessons.
I'll show you how to be sexy.
That's right. I'll show you how to make a move on a girl. Even I know that. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. There were some problems there.
Big problems.
And something you pointed to is she wasn't tragic. She wasn't.
No.
I think that's one of the good storylines in a stripper movie frequently is
right.
You have the tragic stripper.
Right.
The one who, you know, underneath it all, she might have potential, but she's just a mess.
But she's a mess,
she's
right.
She's just a mess. Like in Welcome to the Rileys, that's Kristen Stewart's character. She's the tragic stripper.
Ah, right,
and then
right.
You have something you pointed out. Sin City has kind of a tragic stripper in it.
Right, right. Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm.
A great stripper, by the way. An excellent, excellent stripper. Props to Jessica Alba.
Excellent. And I was saying beforehand, I really like Gypsy. I think.
Yes, that's right.
Gypsy is my favorite tragic stripper.
It's a very classic stripper.
Yeah, striptease. She has the mom who's a stage mom who's pushing her to be a child star, taking her onto every venue in America. And as vaudeville's dying, pushing her into just bars to go up on stage.
Right.
And eventually she ends up on stage in what turns out to be a strip club, and her mom still forces her onto stage.
Right.
And this poor, tragic girl, after being forced into the limelight for so long, ends up becoming a huge star, Gypsy Rose Lee, the biggest stripper
right.
in the world. And it's fantastic. It's so psychologically interesting. And Natalie Wood plays Gypsy Rose Lee, and I just think that is my favorite stripper movie. It's a little bit tragic, but not completely stereotypical as
right.
far as everything you expect. The twists and turns along the way are sort of unexpected. But burlesque, nothing unexpected.
Well, I think that was part of the problem. You know, they steal a lot from Cabaret, the Bob Fosse play/movie. And you know, including in there that love triangle, right? There's the stripper, in this case, Christina Aguilera. Mm-hmm. Then there's her male counterpart, right? In this one, it's Cam Gigandet, who's the bartender who wants to be the musician, right?
Guyliner.
Yeah. The Guyliner guy. And in Cabaret, the original, it was Michael York, who plays the guy who's essentially the Christopher Isherwood novelist kind of guy, right? So they're kind of on a equal social footing. And then there's the third guy who's the wealthy, older success object, right? Maximilian in Cabaret, right? In this one, it's Eric Dane. He's the developer, the mm-hmm. real estate developer. But the great thing in Cabaret was that was a bisexual love triangle, right? There's that great kicker
where we find out,
screw
really?
Maximilian, she says, and he says, you know, I have, you know. and then suddenly we realize, oh my God, it really is, you know, the 20s in Berlin, and we really are all decadent. But in this one, there's no anything to that triangle. They certainly can't introduce homosexuality into it because there goes their audience, right? There goes all the 13-year-old girls who turned up to see, you know, Christina Aguilera and Cam Gigandet. But there's so little oomph to the whole thing, you know. There is no bump. There is no grind in the movie.
I feel like if they were going to go for the bad version of the stripper movie, a la Striptease. A la Showgirls.
Right.
Yeah. Showgirls is the ultimate bad stripper movie.
Yes.
It's wonderfully bad. It's enjoyably wonderfully bad. I just love that.
It's a sexploitation movie. I think that's what people miss, was it's a sexploitation movie. This isn't supposed to be a good film. This is supposed to essentially just like pluck your nerves and like jolt your reflexes and get a rise out of you. That's all this movie's supposed to do. And I thought it did that really well.
But burlesque, not so much.
Yeah, burlesque got nothing out of me. That's all I can say.
You know, I like I said before, I think I'd rather watch Disney.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood for some Camp Rock or some High School Musical. A little bit of High School Musical.
Or Glee for that matter, right? I mean, you know, if you really want to see people dancing around and doing something and have some like interesting characters, right? So,
but they don't take off the clothes.
Sadly.
If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.